Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
fun.
While
fun
cloaks itself in a plethora of disguises, its favorite mantle still remains
fun. Fun
devours all it touches, its voracious appetite rarely fulfilled. Yet
fun
doesn't only destroy, it creates and molds as well. Let's examine closely then this dangerously evil creation, this new breed. But a word of caution, handle it with care and don't drop your guard. This rapacious new breed prowls both alone and in packs, operating at any level, any time, anywhere, and with anybody. Who are they?
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Good evening, you are listening to the June edition of And Sometimes Why.
Strong, stronger than me. With a heart much more lovely.
Good evening, you are listening to And Sometimes Why on CITR 101.9 FM. It is the first Wednesday of the month, hence this is the one show of And Sometimes Why for the month. Happy June, everybody. I started off the show with a young woman named Tao. Her, I guess the seat, her band, she and her band are called Tao with the Get Down, Stay Down. And the album's called We Brave, Bee Stings and All. It's on Kill Rock Stars Records. And she's another one of those up-and-coming, talented singer-songwriters, 23 years old, from Virginia, if you can... Well, anyway. And this is her debut full-length album. And she's got some pretty impressive musicians playing with her on this. I was just trying to find it, but you're going to hear some rustling paper. Who does she have? She has, I noticed, she has Wayne Horvitz playing Hammond organ on this, and Laura Veers, Carl Blau, very cool. And the rest of the CD is very nice. She's a good singer. Anyway, I know I've been saying this for the third month now, but I'm in the midst of moving. Well, the moving's been done, but the unpacking hasn't. So I am still totally reliant on what we have here at the station. So I'm trying to find as much good new stuff as I can to play for you. New to me, probably not for you. But if you'd like to make a request, by all means, give me a call. The number is 604-822-2487. And let me know what good indie pop rock stuff you want to hear, and I will do my best to play it. I'm here until 8 o'clock. So I hope you enjoy. And you might want to turn up the volume on the radio because, as usual, it's a bit of a sleepy show, but I think you'll find it quite beautiful. Next song, maybe not so beautiful, but peppy, is by the Dream Bitches.
Chocolate CD, never take Nostalgia and dusk at 4 p.m. There's detachment and resolve, the poignancy of winter, the skins we shed and ones we grow. There are scars. There's forgiveness and relief, the illusion of indifference, a box of notes and keepsakes I can't seem to discard. So come on down to my basement room, let's page through this thesaurus and find a better synonym for lost. We'll share a glass of lemonade and go through some old photographs, understand that love doesn't die, it just changes. Yeah. Cause there's hours and there are days, there's longing and second guessing, advent calendars, tiny doors mark progress and control. I'm coming to a point of resignment and acceptance, a sort of hibernation, a cocoon. So bury me in snow, set aside my Christmas present, wake me up on Valentine's Day and we can try it all again. Yeah.
Listening to And Sometimes Why on CITR 101.9 FM. That was just Tilly and the Wall with a new song, Cacophony, from their soon-to-be-released album on Team Love Records. I'm not sure if it's been released, but there's no sign of it here at the station. But that was thanks to MySpace, and I had to make sure that I played some Tilly and the Wall because they are coming to town on July 4th, I believe, at Richards on Richards. I don't know what day July 4th is, but it's a summer, so it doesn't matter what day, you should still go. And I'm sure it will be a very entertaining show. They are known for their tap dancing, percussion, among other things. It's 10 minutes until 7. I will be here until 8. If you would like to give a call, say hello, make a request, please do. The number is 604-822-2487. That's UBCCITR. Before Tilly and the Wall was Jason Anderson from his new album called The Hopeful and The Unafraid. It's on K Records out of Olympia, Washington. And I can't tell you what the name of that song was. This is from... Oh, wait a second. Yes, I can. The song was called Wanting and Regret. And... yeah, I looked everywhere but on the CD. So there you go. I'm a little bit sleepy. Anyway, before Jason Anderson was New Bloods from their CD The Secret Life on Kill Rock Stars, also out of Olympia, Washington. And the song that you heard was Oh Deadly Nightshade. They are compared to ESG, Can, and the Velvet Underground, and I think that some other things I'll be playing have also been compared to Velvet Underground, but of course that would make sense given that this show is very indie, lo-fi, poppy stuff, which is the Velvet Underground, isn't it? Anyway, this is... I can't tell you how many people are in this band. They're based in Portland, and... that's all I can tell you right now. Anyway, starting off the set was Dream Bitches from their new album Coke and Spiriters. And you heard the song Video Games. They are a fun bunch. They're on the record label Recommended If You Like. Records. Recommended if you like records. And R-I-Y-L. And they are a quintet led by two women, Yoko Kikuchi and Anne Zakoluk. They are friends and collaborators playing together since their tween years. And they had a first album come out a few years ago called San Francisco's. And I think there's a funny story behind that, but I'll have to get back to you on it. Anyway, Dream Bitches, funny name. And Yoko Kikuchi is also a graphic designer, visual artist, very interesting stuff. You can probably Google her and find out more about her art. You can go to the Dream Bitches website. It's www.dreambitches.org. And I don't keep saying that so I can swear on the air, I promise. Starting off the next set is a much acclaimed group, and they are called Devastations.
Darling, please be wary of this cruel and wanted sun. You're so young and carefree. Alma de mi corazón. A flame by your window tonight. I see your face, but can't. face of love.
Environmentally Sound Transportation is proud to offer bike valet parking to events in Metro Vancouver. Inspired by the widely successful valet parking in San Francisco, 2 years ago, Best began running bike valet in Vancouver with great results. concertgoers in Deer Lake Park, fans of the Vancouver Canadiens, and families spending a day at community events have had their bicycles parked conveniently and stored safely while they enjoyed themselves worry-free. This year, Best is expanding Bike Valet to serve more events, park more bikes, and make travelling on two wheels throughout Metro Vancouver even easier. Contact Best at 604-669-2860 or CAM at best.bc.ca for more information about volunteering, sponsorship opportunities, and booking Bike Valet for your event.
boasting and just waiting to be filled. He needs something for the missus to adorn the windowsill. Like men use browser windows, but you don't like what you see. And she might not be hungry, but you'll make certain she will. Shot of happy air, one shot of sad, one helps you remember and one makes you forget. If everything they say is true, I never was in love with you. If everything they say is true, I throw myself off cliffs. Is in apple and I'm reaching for a slice. I don't care about money, but having it is nice. So for a couple of years I'll work this job and then do what I want. But there's nothing that I really want, so I guess I'm saving up. Nothing else to do. And the bumper sticker in front of me says, Jesus loves you. Some guy is watching me smiling now through his rear view. He thinks I'm headed to Denver, but I'm
listening to And Sometimes Why on CITR 101.9 FM. That was Just the Boy Bathing. Not Just the Boy Bathing. That was The Boy Bathing from their album A Fire to Make Preparations. And I was going to say cute. I like the album artwork. Nice line drawings. Not cute. Sort of cute. Cute and creepy in the same... at the same time. The song you heard was The Apple is Sliced, and that guy has kind of a weird voice, doesn't he? Yeah, but the music is lovely. Very nice chamber rock. A fellow named David Hurwitz writes all those songs and sings them, and is accompanied by many people. Before that was Ida. I don't have to say this, but I will. One of my all-time favorite groups from New York, and this is off of their latest album, Lover's Prayers. It's on Polyvinyl Record Company out of Illinois, and you heard the song First Take, and they seem to be contributing a lot of songs to various Good Cause compilations, etc., but I'm not hopeful that they're going to play here ever. So if you like them as much as me, you could make a request to them, maybe. If you have any control over the concert presentation community here, why not give it a try? It's about time they came. Before Ida was Ghost Bees from Halifax, Nova Scotia, and the song was Tear Tassel Ogre Heart, something to that effect, off of a CD called Tassiomancy, and this is a trio of young women, two of whom are twins, and it's on Youth Club Records. And starting off the set was Devastations and the album Yes, You, off of Beggar's Banquet. And the song you heard was The Face of Love. This is a trio from Melbourne, Australia, but living in various cities in Europe, mostly Berlin, but sometimes London, apparently. And they have been getting some attention from other bands of note, including Karen O of the Yeah Yeah Yeahs and the Dirty Three. So then they must be good, right? Anyway, on to more good music. Coming up right now is the Mountain Goats.
Yeah! everything I've done. I haven't got the presence of mind to remember whether or not you heard that I put it into words. They said you can't come back until
cold and I'm bored stiff. What about putting on a hot gramophone record to cheer me up?
Hello? Hello? Is this Harlem 77711?
Hello, fellas. This is Duke Ellington.
Get it. Pause. Let's get sweet and hot.
In the opinion of hot music critics, Count Basie has one of the best dance orchestras in the country.
King of the clarinet, Artie Shaw, and his orchestra making dance history in the ballroom of the Hotel Lincoln in New York City.
Every Thursday from 10 till noon, join me, your host, Charles Burnham, for Sweet and Hot, a celebration of the 78 RPM record, the three-minute masterpiece in the golden age of North American songwriting. Hot jazz, swing, and popular music from the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. That's every Thursday from 10 till noon here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Did you enjoy that blue bottle?
That's a swell record. I must get it. What's his number?
You are listening to And Sometimes Why on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, BC. That was Moonsocket. Actually, that was a trio of sort of, well, I'm not sure if one of them is brooding, but sort of brooding male singer-songwriter guys. That was Moonsocket off of a compilation called Do You Want to Talk All Night? A Sappy Records tribute to Snail House. And I think I played Sarah Hallman last show. This was Moonsocket with the song Radio. And I don't think I knew that Moonsocket was still playing music. Maybe he is, maybe he's not. That is, of course, Chris Thompson. More better known. Anyway, for his stint in Eric's Trip, who is also, the Eric's Trip guys are still active, so I don't know why I should be surprised that Moonsocket is. But anyway, before that was Shugo Togumaru from Japan, and that's a song called Parachute off of his new full-length album, Exit, and it's available now, as far as I know. That's the first track off of that album, which is gaining lots of attention. He's got a fan in Norman Blake from Teenage Fan Club and is going to be playing lots of shows in Japan in the next couple weeks. So any chance that any of you are listening online and in Japan, you should go check him out. Go to his MySpace page. He will be sharing the stage with other great bands like Deerhoof, Tennis Coats, and Shoo Shoo. And I am also happy to say, to give you the heads up, that he will be performing in Vancouver in August, August 2nd and 3rd, as part of the Powell Street Festival. Starting off the set was the Mountain Goats from Heretic Pride and the rather rocking song Lovecraft in Brooklyn. It's 7:30. I will be here for another 30 minutes, give or take a few seconds. Coming up next is Young and Sexy.
Instead, we got a landslide. The bison are spooked and I'm rattled by the rush. Sacred and hills of California and Easter tides by the bay rising up from this. We braved the fires and the floods, then lightning struck. We await your thunder. prayed for a way home. My love is nowhere to be seen. Have I misplaced this love? Thrown it all.
Thank you.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is the June edition of And Sometimes Why, heard the first Wednesday of every month. That was the Ruby Sons from an album called Sea Lion on Sub Pop Records. And you heard the song There Are Birds. It's a very eclectic album, lots of players, but led by a fellow named Ryan McFun. I kid you not. McFun is his last name, spelled M-C-P-H-U-N. And he was born in California, but finds himself now living in New Zealand. Before the Ruby Sons was the Spins from their album There Is No Them. And they are from Montreal, Quebec. And apparently they're getting quite a bit of hype, being called the next big thing to come out of Montreal. But I'm sure there's several of those next big things. And the song you heard was called ECT. And starting off the set, another Canadian group, Young and Sexy, from their latest album on Mint Records called The Ark, and the song was Up in the Rafters. Well, what do you know? It's 14 minutes until 8 o'clock, so I will not be here for very much longer. But I recommend you don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. Folk Oasis is coming up next at 8 o'clock with your lovely and gracious host, Val Cormier. I'm going to just keep playing as much as I can until then. Coming up is Destroyer, followed by The Bridal Shop, and we'll see what else I can fit in.
Leopard of Honor speaks to a crowd of the dead, shouting out for more. Suspiciously fond of the fast ones, you must always leave them wanting, he said. So we went down to the store. I saw you at the store. Now in this regards, where do I stop to keep us free, keep us apart? I wanted to speak up, but it was not my place. Just some little shit in love with your eyes, a brute adrift in space. Pirouettes across the sky's faces where you'll find me. I was dead on my feet, asleep for days, a stranger to the sun's brutal gaze. Again, Jenny fell like a ton of bricks. Jenny fell like a ton of bricks. These are characterized as special times. And these are special times, oh. Jenny fell like a ton of bricks. She travels in and out of you like some shade whistling Dixie. I didn't know why, I guess I was high. Sick mansions, freckled disguise, same for Christ's sakes and have it me. I was dead on my feet, asleep for days, a stranger to the sun's brutal ways. Yeah, mother superior's the only one who calls. She says, baby, are you ever coming? No, but enjoy that wretched writing on the wall. Enjoy! wanna speak with the leopard of wanna speak. Please stand, open your mouth, put out your hand and say, I saw you standing there singing for money. Going down, da 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 da. Thank you.
That was The Bridal Shop from their album From Seas on Magic Marker Records, and the song Beyond Our Grasp. And before that was Destroyer, Vancouver's very own indie rock darlings, from their latest album, excuse me, Trouble and Dreams, and the song Leopard of Honor. And I believe they just played on Saturday, May 31st. I missed the show. I'm going to just quickly say goodbye and leave you with a portion of a song by Evangelista. Don't go anywhere. Coming up next is Folk Oasis. And do tune in again to And Sometimes Why on the first Wednesday of July. Good night.
Every time you see the word never, you must cross it out. Read to me the questions, the answers, write them on your arm. Let me copy of you. Let me write it all on your skin. Just like paper, it don't matter.
Can see you in skin.